Emotive and friendly, the decentralized finance, DeFi space, built on principles of trustlessness and self-custody, faces a persistent threat from traditional scams.
Friendly but serious, Hayden Adams, founder of the leading decentralized exchange Uniswap, recently exposed a case where a user lost their entire mid-six-figure crypto portfolio, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, to a sophisticated phishing attack.
Emotive and friendly, this incident underscores a critical vulnerability: the reliance on digital pathways to access DeFi protocols, which scammers exploit through deceptive advertising.
Friendly but serious, the attack, though not a technical exploit, highlights the growing danger of fraudulent search results and the urgent need for user vigilance, platform accountability, and robust security measures.
Emotive and friendly. Emotive and friendly, the scam began with a seemingly legitimate search for Uniswap.
Friendly but serious, the victim clicked on a promoted ad at the top of the search results, which directed them to a convincing replica of the Uniswap interface.
Emotive and friendly, once the user connected their crypto wallet to the malicious site and approved a transaction, the scammers drained all their assets.
Friendly but serious, this attack did not rely on a smart contract exploit or a technical vulnerability, but instead exploited human trust and the urgency inherent in crypto markets.
Emotive and friendly, the scam's success hinges on the manipulation of search engine algorithms, which allow fraudulent ads to appear prominently alongside legitimate results.
Friendly but serious, scammers pay for these ads to mimic trusted platforms, tricking users into visiting fake sites.
Emotive and friendly, this tactic is particularly effective in the fast-paced DeFi space, where users often prioritize speed over verification.
Friendly but serious, the victim's loss, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, serves as a stark reminder that even the most secure blockchain protocols are vulnerable to social engineering attacks.
Emotive and friendly. Emotive and friendly, the incident reveals a systemic weakness in the DeFi ecosystem: the reliance on third-party platforms to access decentralized protocols.
Friendly but serious. While blockchain technology itself is secure, the tools users employ to interact with it, such as search engines, ad networks, and websites, are often overlooked as potential attack vectors.
Emotive and friendly. Scammers exploit this gap by leveraging search engine advertising to create the illusion of legitimacy.
Friendly but serious. Search engines, which profit from ad revenue, face criticism for failing to adequately police fraudulent crypto-related promotions.
Emotive and friendly. Despite having the resources to detect and block malicious ads, these platforms often allow scams to persist.
Friendly but serious. This negligence creates an environment where scammers can operate with relative impunity, targeting users who may not be aware of the risks.
Emotive and friendly. The case of the Uniswap phishing attack is emblematic of a broader trend: the increasing use of digital advertising to bypass technical security measures and exploit human behavior.
Friendly but serious. Friendly but serious. Hayden Adams. Public condemnation of the incident underscores a critical message: the DeFi community must prioritize both technical and human-centric security measures.
Emotive and friendly. While the crypto space has made strides in securing smart contracts and wallets, the human element, such as trust in search results and ad placements, remains a weak point.
Friendly but serious. Adams' comments implicitly call for greater accountability from tech and advertising platforms, which profit from these promoted ads but have not adequately addressed the risks they pose.
Emotive and friendly. The responsibility for preventing such scams is shared among multiple stakeholders.
Friendly but serious. users must remain vigilant and adopt best practices to protect their assets, while platforms must enforce stricter policies to block fraudulent promotions.
Emotive and friendly. The crypto community has long criticized search engines and ad networks for allowing blatantly fraudulent crypto ads to persist, despite their ability to screen and police such content.
Friendly, but serious. This lack of accountability has created a fertile ground for scammers to exploit users' trust and technical naivety.
Emotive and friendly. Emotive and friendly. To mitigate the risks of phishing attacks and other scams, users must adopt a multi-layered approach to security.
Friendly, but serious. The following practices are critical for safeguarding crypto assets.
Emotive and friendly. 1. Bookmark official sites. Always save the correct URL, e.g. app, Uniswap, org, for the protocols you use regularly.
Friendly, but serious. Navigating directly from bookmarks reduces the risk of inadvertently visiting a fake site.
Emotive and friendly, too. Scrutinize URLs. Before connecting a wallet, double-check the website's address for subtle misspellings or incorrect domains.
Friendly, but serious. Scammers often use similar-looking URLs to mimic legitimate platforms.
Emotive and friendly, 3. Be wary of ads. Treat all promoted search results for financial services with skepticism, especially in the crypto space.
Friendly, but serious. Legitimate protocols do not pay for ads to appear above organic results.
Emotive and friendly, 4. Use a hardware wallet. A hardware wallet adds a critical layer of security by requiring physical confirmation for transactions.
Friendly, but serious. Even if a user connects to a malicious site, a hardware wallet can prevent unauthorized transactions.
Emotive and friendly. These measures are essential for users who operate in a self-custodied environment, where the security of their assets depends on their own actions and the policies of third-party platforms.
Friendly but serious. Friendly but serious. The loss highlighted by Hayden Adams is a sobering reminder that security in DeFi is a shared responsibility.
Emotive and friendly. While blockchain protocols are inherently secure, the vulnerabilities lie in the surrounding infrastructure, search engines, ad networks, and user behavior.
Friendly, but serious. The incident underscores that no single entity can guarantee protection against scams. It requires a collective effort from users, developers, and platforms to create a safer ecosystem.
Emotive and friendly. Users must remain vigilant and adopt best practices to protect their assets, while platforms must enforce stricter policies to prevent fraudulent promotions.
Friendly, but serious. The DeFi community must also prioritize education, ensuring that users understand the risks of phishing attacks and the importance of verifying website authenticity.
Emotive and friendly. Ultimately, the security of self-custodied assets depends on a combination of technical safeguards, user awareness, and platform accountability.
Friendly but serious.
Emotive and friendly. The phishing attack on a Uniswap user is a stark example of how traditional scams can exploit the DeFi space's reliance on digital pathways.
Friendly but serious. While the blockchain itself is secure, the tools users employ to access it, such as search engines and ad networks, are often overlooked as potential attack vectors.
Emotive and friendly. This incident highlights the need for a holistic approach to security, combining technical measures with user education and platform accountability.
Friendly, but serious. The DeFi community must recognize that the fight against scams is not limited to smart contract audits or wallet security.
Emotive and friendly. It also involves addressing the broader digital ecosystem that enables these attacks.
Friendly, but serious. By fostering a culture of vigilance, improving platform policies, and prioritizing user education, the DeFi space can better protect its users from the growing threat of phishing and other social engineering tactics.
Emotive and friendly. The cost of a fake search result is not just financial. It's a reminder that in the world of self-custody, security is a full-chain responsibility.
Friendly but serious.